The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, May 24. We've got two topics today, the League of Women Voters and Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Let's start, first of all, with Pat Brooks from the Central Missouri Dietetic Association. And we're going to show you how you can put color in your diet, excitement in your
diet.
It's summertime, or it's almost summertime.
It's going to be here. Yes, it is.
And you're having a special program.
We are. And the date is Saturday, June the 16th, mm-hmm. at the library in the Friends Room.
Now, why are we telling people so far in advance?
Because you can register.
You can start registering.
May the 30th.
Okay. So
you want to do that.
Yeah.
That's important.
So if you want to go June the 16th, you can register on May the 30th,
yes.
which is next week
yes.
for starting the registration. Now, why are people going to want to come to this event?
Well, this is for children ages 3 to 9, so
okay.
it's family-oriented. It's going to be great fun. We're going to have lots of things to taste and sample, and you get a certificate if you're willing to try some new things.
The kids ages 3 to 9?
3 to 9.
Well, what about some of those adults who have never eaten a lot of things?
You know, I think we'd be happy to give an adult that becomes brave and tries something new.
They get a certificate, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So
if you're in your 40s or 50s and you go, I don't like broccoli or I don't like strawberries, you take some of that stuff, you get a certificate also.
This is your chance.
Okay.
And we're going to have some recipes and some new ideas of what to do with food, mm-hmm. how to be creative
okay.
with some
Can
of these
foods. Can you
give
me an idea how you're going to be creative?
Well, one of the easiest things to do with vegetables is to grill. And I know you're a grilling enthusiast, and that's
yeah.
just a great summer activity. And anytime you get your children involved, you know, that they're helping mm-hmm. select that fruit or vegetable, or they're doing something with the preparation, mm-hmm. even if it's just carrying it to you,
you know,
it's all
you
good.
You can grill almost any vegetable.
And it gets better.
Almost, it does. You get peppers and onions and even cut up some harder tomatoes, some potatoes or broccoli or asparagus, marinate it in a little bit of balsamic vinegar,
nice.
And olive oil and some garlic. Let it marinate for 3, 4, 5 hours, and then put it on one of those grilling baskets.
Yes,
grill it
that makes it much easier.
Yeah.
Now, have you done zucchini and summer squash?
Yes.
That you can make almost something that's similar to fries. You can have a really crunchy, fun, mm-hmm. kid-friendly.
Well, you know what I like to do
way.
With zucchini, because it's so many zucchini. And this is not the most healthy way to eat them, but boy, they're good that way. You slice them kind of thin, dip them in flour, then eggs, and then breadcrumbs with Parmesan cheese and fry them in olive oil. And they are out of this world that way.
Well, getting children and adults to try fruits and vegetables, that's what it's all about. So that sounds delicious.
Okay. Oh, it is delicious. It is delicious. So if you want to come to this event, it is June the 16th.
From 1 until 2.
But you need to start registering next week, May 30th.
Yes, through the library.
Is there a charge?
No.
So
we're just delighted to have you come.
Call the library?
Yes. Call the library and get your name on the list. And we hope we'll have little vegetable things to take home, too. Little starts of some of the vegetables.
You mean little vegetable plants?
Pots. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So it's just going to be just getting children involved
okay.
with seeing how fruits and vegetables grow and what they taste like.
Okay. And how long is the event, did you say?
From 1 until 2.
1 until 2 at the library.
Yes.
And how many people can you take in on this?
Oh, get your name in early.
All right. Okay. And you get a certificate for trying a new vegetable.
Absolutely.
Pat, thank you so much
Certainly.
For coming by. Pleasure having you here. Now we got my friend Liz Schmidt. Over here, she's talking about vegetables, and you're talking about you're going to have cookies.
No, we're not going to have cookies. You know what we're going to have?
What?
Well, see, we're going to have this event, and it's going to be extra special nice food. We'll have veggie trays.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Vegetables.
We'll have vegetables. We'll have fruit. We'll have probably have little shrimps. We've had before, you know, the kind on the little
tray
to get the dip with it. This is for our fundraiser because
the
League of Women Voters needs money to put all this these forums on, which are coming, unfortunately, in for the August election and for the November election.
Okay. So what it boils down to is the League of Women Voters trying to raise money so they can educate all of us with your forums.
Yes. And we're working with a Columbia Entertainment Company, which I'm sure you have very often. The Drowsy Chaperone.
That's the show.
It's a zany, hilarious musical comedy.
Okay.
That's what they're advertising it as.
A zany, hilarious musical comedy.
That's right. So we're going to put that on, and we will charge a little
You mean
extra.
The league is going to put it on?
Well, they do the performance.
Yeah, they do the acting. Yes. Oh, yes. I thought maybe all the league members were going to act in it.
We're going to pay money, come, eat, and then anything left we leave for their cast afterwards. So
okay.
We have wine and cheese, and we have all that good stuff, and you can have iced tea if you prefer.
This is on June the 13th. That's not a Friday, is it?
No, it's a Wednesday, actually.
Okay.
It's their dress rehearsal, kind of, I think.
Okay, so Wednesday, June the 13th, the fun starts at 6:30.
That's right.
And that fun we're talking about is the food.
That's right.
And then the curtain goes up at 7:30.
That's right.
And this is Columbia Entertainment, and they're on Nellwood
Drive. 1800 Nellwood Drive. And we just encourage everybody to come. They can come twice if they have tickets, you know, later, they can see it twice.
There's no law against seeing it twice.
You can see it twice.
You can see it three or four times if you want to, if you like it that much.
Right.
But the fundraiser,
yes.
I like the way you said that, Liz. You can see it twice if you want.
Well, people like Bill Clark, you know, have tickets already.
Oh, Bill Clark's got tickets for everything.
Exactly. But if he has time, he can come twice.
Okay. But it'll be June the 13th. The fun starts at 6:30 with their wine and cheese, and little shrimps, and
brownies. Well, probably a brownie.
No cookies, though.
Well, we may.
The famous League of Women Voter cookies that we talk about all the time.
This is going to be really extra special food.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be fun. And it's daylight, so you can get there without being in the dark.
Did you have a couple other events you want to
mention? Yeah,
we're almost out of time.
Yeah, I know. And I'll be back for these. But these are for the August 7th primary.
Okay.
And we're having two events, one July 12th and one July 17th at the library, and we will have candidates.
Okay, you're going to have the candidates.
Yeah, the candidates that have opposition in the primary.
Okay.
So
see, that's why they need to have this fundraiser.
That's right.
So they can continue having these events.
Pay for the cookies.
Pay for the cookies that they serve before the events.
Right.
I like your sense of humor. For more information, the telephone number to call is?
Okay, 445-0655 with a 573 prefix. And we have a website, lwvcbc@wordpress.org.
Okay, Liz Schmidt, always a pleasure to have you here. Okay,
fun to be here.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Dave Newman will be on Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Center. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this program again or watch it, go to KBIA.org. Bye-bye.